producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. It's the show where you can call in and talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
Ridley.
That's right. Dave Ridley sitting in with us. Thanks so much for being here from RidleyReport.com.
Ridley.
Let's jump right into the phones. Corey calling in from Georgia. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So, I've been listening to the podcast and heard that Cantwell's been making racist, ignorant, and uncritical statements and thought that they needed to be ironed out on the air so that everyone can know exactly how idiotic that man is.
Well, most of them stem from a book called The Bell Curve or Bell Curves or something like that.
Yeah, Charles Murray's work from the late 80s, early 90s.
I think it was 1996.
Yeah, somewhere in there. It's a fairly old work, and it's fairly terrible. And as far as some of the arguments that came from it, Charles Murray's work has been kind of twisted in a lot of ways. But the reason I say that it's ignorant is because just over the last 112, from 1900 to 2012, the IQ of Americans rose 30 points. There is a correlation between wealth in a nation and the average IQ of the citizens of a nation.
Yep.
Now, if you look at the history of Africa and African Americans in this nation, the state and the government have done has consistently done had policies that were racist and led to the economic disadvantage of Black Americans. And African Americans and Africans.
It seems obvious. What seems obvious is that worse schools is going to result in lower IQ tests. You have to be able to read an IQ test. Generally, they do have these IQ tests that have to do with analogies, and sometimes they'll use pictures and stuff like that. Not that I think that particularly is intelligent.
If you look at like Croatia and Hungary, two countries that are right beside each other. There's a 10% difference in the IQ of those people. 10%. Those
Why
are all
that?
People of the same quote unquote race. Most likely it's because.
No, that's not true. They're not the same race.
Well, they're the same race.
According to the way that people think about race, by the way, to respond to Freedom Phoenix's comment,
no,
race doesn't exist.
No Croat will ever tell you he's a Hungarian race.
Actually, there's a large percentage of Hungarians that live in Croatia, but that's an ethnic difference, a socially constructed ethnic difference.
Yeah, they're Hungarian living in Croatia, they're not a Croat.
Yeah, just like there's a supposed difference between Slovaks and Croats and Serbians and Croats.
Actually, there's not a difference between Serbians and Croats. It's complicated.
These are all socially constructed differences. That's the thing. And it goes back to what Freedom Phoenix said last week, which is race doesn't exist. And, in fact, it does exist. It's socially constructed. The Thomas Theorem, one of the central theorems of sociology, says that if men define situations as real, they are real in their consequence. We all know today that witches aren't real, but the Salem witch trial still ended up with people dying because people believed in witches, just like...
Yeah, they were as real as they could possibly be at the time, right?
Yeah. As real as they could possibly be. I mean, life and death, just like the difference between the Serbs and Croats is real because they believe it to be real, when in fact they're humans across the borders.
So they're the same ethnicity, though, essentially. They don't perceive themselves that way, but they essentially are.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about perception. And those perceptions have real consequences, just like people's racism, like Christopher Cantwell's, has real consequences. Now, when I say that he's a racist, I'm saying that he disregards all information to the contrary of what he believes based on his racial views, his racist views, because there's plenty of information out there pointing to differences in IQ being based on wealth and things like that.
Yeah, that was what I was attempting to push forward.
Yeah, exactly. And there's plenty of arguments to be made from a pro-liberty perspective saying, okay, one second, blacks have been disadvantaged. The state has had its boot on their necks for 300 years in the Americas. Now, do you think that that's going to lead to prosperity, well-being, flourishing of black Americans? No, it's not. It's not going to lead to flourishing when you have a boot on your neck.
Well, then how do you explain how... How do you explain how well Chinese immigrants and Japanese immigrants have done coming to America? It doesn't seem to match with your theory.
They start at the bottom. They do start at the bottom.
Many of them do.
And they have a desire to rise. They have it just like Mexican Americans often have a desire to do economically well. Does that mean that they're innately better at working? No. Does it mean that Irish 150 years ago were just stupid and ignorant because of their race? No, it's cultural background. Now, I'm not saying that there's not distinct groupings. I'm not saying that it's not true that Africans, on average, score lower on IQ tests. But it's not because of the color of their skin or the genetic makeup. That makes absolutely no sense when we can look at all the other statistics on wealth, flourishing, and basic human flourishing and say, okay, one second, IQ correlates with these much more than it does with any kind of genetic makeup, especially when you look at the genetics and you can actually run tests and say, okay, we can have this population that we believe to be similar, and there's actually more difference within that group than there is between that group and other groups, which is a difficult concept to get through on the radio. But
is there a definitive work that debunks the bell curve and what it talks, you know, as far as what it talks about? You know, it was quick Googling. I didn't find anything that really does.
Not particularly. But the thing is it's not necessarily what the bell curve says. It's what people have taken it to mean. They disregard all of the other things, talk about socioeconomic factors, which lead to these differences in intelligence, right? They disregard what Murray talked about there, and they just say, oh, this is a racist work. That's how it often works in the academy. You have people who are interested in pushing a particular topic or way of thinking, and they'll disregard anything that's said to the contrary, just like Herbert Spencer's work has been trashed by people who are uncritical and do not look at all the things he said.
I don't know what his work is either.
It's about they say that it's like social Darwinism. They claim that he was a social Darwinist and all of this, when in fact his argument was much more complex than that, but it gets dismissed as just being a socially Darwinistic argument when they haven't even read his works. You know, in academia, you have the same thing that happens in any other water cooler. Things get simplified, oversimplified, and then misunderstood over time and things like that.
And when you mention academia, you do teach college courses, is that correct?
Yes. Theorem is a...
That matters to some people.
In my introductory deviance courses and intro to sociology courses. It's very basic stuff. I mean, if people believe things be real, they are real. And people still believe in race. And I look forward to being in a post-racial world. We certainly are not.
I mean, isn't race kind of hard to deny it exists? I mean, so visually it's so abrupt, right? I mean, it seems so obvious.
Visually,
obviously, there's people.
I mean, we are designed. I mean, we have evolved to see patterns in the world.
Yeah.
If we didn't see patterns in the world, we would have died out a long time ago. It's something that we are inclined to do, but it doesn't mean that that's a rational way to approach the world. When people used to look at patterns of the eclipse happening and something bad happening, they would connect the two things. That's not a very rational way to look at the world. Seeing omens and things in the world, making connections that don't really exist. We see patterns for a reason, but it doesn't mean that it's a rational way to view the world.
Well, I can tell you that you really can predict your future based on the bumps on your head.
Yes. I mean, it's exactly. Some of this...
It's called phrenology. Look it up.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were trying to make a concussion joke.
Right.
No. That was a science. That was science in the 1700s and 1800s. Phrenology was some of the earliest criminological research that was done. If you can look that up. I mean, people were really basing... whether someone was prone to crime based on the bumps on their head and making arguments. So they would go to prison population, find these commonalities and bumps on their heads, and say, okay, this is something that points to a criminalistic mind. Seriously, Corey. People really believe this. And these are patterns that you can find in the world that make no sense, that do not correlate with criminality.
Corey, do you have anything else you want to talk about, or do you...
Not really, but
okay.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps it every last single. Crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax in the yeast cultures in the grain.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Corey, a guy who's called into the show many times, he's a college professor, has just called in and said race and IQ are not correlated and that there's all kinds of works that say that. And, you know, if you've got an opinion on that, you certainly can call in with it. It has been a big issue here on Free Talk Live since we had a co-host that recently decided that that was an important issue to bring up. And, there you go.
You know, it's interesting when race comes up. I always like to listen and see, okay, am I just hearing white guy rant, or am I hearing someone who really is objectivized, you know, getting into an objective position, like a outside the races, that kind of thing.
That's the only thing I'm interested
it's
in.
It's distinct. And Chris sounds more like angry white guy.
Maybe.
Sometimes, but also he has points that a person could make who's being objective.
He's very good at sounding like that. So I don't know the answer, but I know people have been wanting to talk about it. There's certainly been a lot of vitriol on Facebook. Ian made, statist idiot of the day, one of these Facebook, you know, memes that are out there. He was named statist idiot of the day. So there you go.
And they put out like five different pictures of him. With various captions.
Yeah. I didn't see
that. There was a
they were all completely stupid.
Yeah, they really can't say much.
There was a time when I think, I don't know about everybody else, I was very defensive about the whole issue. I got really angry anytime I saw anything that looked like any kind of racism. And, you know, that was, I guess, the 90s when you had Bosnia and Rwanda going on about the same time. Mm-hmm. It just really made me a militant anti-racist. But becoming a libertarian since then has made me not worry about it so much. It's just a thought, right? It's, you know, you don't have to get angry about thoughts anymore. It's only actions that count. I don't like racism, but it doesn't mean I have to really care about it very much because it is just an idea.
Well, I can tell you one thing that we all deal with on a regular basis, besides having to deal with sort of the differences that separate us, is having to buy things. And, you know, you can basically make a raise for yourself by buying things at a lower price. You can do that by using Bitcoins at saveitpurse.com. What saveitpurse.com allows you to do is to get discounts between 20% and 30% on items that come from Amazon, and Amazon has basically everything you need to live. I mean, obviously, you're not going to be able to pay your power bill or your mortgage, but the things you buy, if you can plan ahead a few days, well, you can save a lot of money. Just go to saveitpurse.com and open an account, fund your account with Bitcoins, begin saving. It's that easy. I think the first purchase you have to do 15%, but after that, you can work your way up over time. Save at purse.com. We've been using it a lot in my house. Trust me, things are going to be a lot better for you. As a matter of fact, Daryl, I had to pay you for some voiceover work with something I bought from SaveItPurse.com.
You offered money, and I said, I'll take beef jerky. You can
and I got 20% off. Yeah, 20% off. Awesome.
SaveItPurse.com. SaveItPurse.com.
So, Daryl, I know that people who don't listen probably don't listen that often probably don't know is that you are an expert in the area of sort of third-party politics, but politics generally. And it looks like another one of the Republican potential nominees has fallen out of the race.
I would not have at any point called him a potential nominee. He was someone seeking the nomination.
Seeking the nomination. Okay.
That was polling around 1%, maybe 2%.
And had executive style hair.
And
yes.
It was also kind of supported by the Koch brothers or whatever. People would have you believe that the Koch brothers run politics in America. And, apparently their darling boy, if that's the case, is not there any longer.
Yeah, so Scott Walker, who is, I'm not sure if he's still the sitting governor of Wisconsin or if he's former governor of Wisconsin.
Way to make yourself look like an expert.
Oh,
well, I just had to restart my computer because it froze.
Yep.
So I don't have the article in front of me, but he dropped out of the race today. And if you can chatter about for probably 30 seconds, I can get the article up and tell you what the New York Times says about Scott Walker.
What's that? So Scott Walker has, what is he? He's polling at like 1%. He seems he's never been relevant the whole time. Has he gotten out of the little kids debate yet?
He was never in the little kids debate.
Oh, he didn't even show up?
He was in the big boy debate.
Oh, is that so?
but he wasn't really given a lot of time in either of the debates from what I heard. I didn't watch either one of them because I honestly don't care what Republicans do to one another, and I feel the same about Democrats. I see the Republicans and Democrats as spoiling every election for the Libertarians and the Green Party.
It's kind of...
Well, you've got to...
Go ahead.
You got to bring a sign with you when you're a candidate and wear it on your head that says whatever your message is, because you're not going to get called on, right? Just put the sign on your head. You know, just take it, like, wear it under your shirt, untuck your shirt, pull it out under, you know, I don't care how it looks. Just then put the sign on your head. You'll look like a crazy man, and everyone will hear your message. Everyone will be talking about it.
I suspect you won't be allowed on the stage if you're not wearing just the standard issued.
No, you wear it under, it's like under your undershirt. You strip and take
Superman
off
Superman style.
And everyone will be talking about it for 5 years.
So Scott Walker was also one of the Tea Party darlings because he, as governor of Wisconsin, he stood up to the unions and something about schools. And, like, he was, I think, willing to sacrifice the schools to stand up to the unions.
Well, you mean sacrifice a 10% cut in schools and make it a 1% cut? Sacrifice a 10% increase and make it a 1% increase or something like that? Was it a real cut we're talking about?
No, it was not an actual cut, but, you know, like the unions were saying, if you don't do what we want, we'll go on strike and all the kids will be dum-dums. And he said, go ahead and go on strike because America.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know what the reason is that he said that, but it's pretty obvious that kids aren't going to be dumb if public schools are, for whatever reason, some kind of strike goes on. I mean, parents
be smarter
parents
without
are
the public
be,
schools. Yeah,
parents are going to get education for their kids, and my son hasn't walked into a school. Well, I guess he went to a Waldorf school, kindergarten, so... Yeah, he hasn't been in a school, a real academic school at any point. So, you know.
Jack could write the script for the next Hollywood movie, and it would be a better movie than whatever they're about to write.
Well, it'll be a bunch of bite-offs of the movies that he's seen.
Which is probably a better movie than what they're about to write, because they've been remaking all of the stuff from the 80s and 90s.
It's going to have some copyright issues involved, because he really does like the... he likes, you know, whatever he's watching at any given time, he likes to sort of tell stories about whatever book or movie or whatever it is that he's seen. He expounds fan fiction. That's what he does.
So the New York Times says that Scott Walker was short on support and cash, and he said that he had been called to lead by helping clear the field and announced that he was suspending his bid for the nomination. In a brief news conference in Madison, Walker referred sharply to Donald Trump's influence on the primary contest, saying he hoped his exit would make it possible for a positive conservative message to take hold in the crowded field. He says, I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who offer a positive conservative message.
855 450 free. Are you happy that Walker's out? Are you sad Walker's out? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Pretty rare that you can call a nationally syndicated talk show with Skype, but you can hear and sound, usually sound better. The username is lrn.fm, or you can, of course, use the telephone, 855-450-3733. I told you in the last segment that you could get pretty much everything that you need for your life by using saveitpurse.com and buying with Bitcoin. The saveitpurse.com, when you go there and you create an account, you should do that right away. The thing is that you need to have Bitcoins to fund that account. The best way to get Bitcoins at the lowest price, I'm still advocating expresscoin.com because they've got the lowest rates and you can really trust them. If it's a large transaction, in a lot of cases, you don't want to go through one of these fly-by-night operations because who knows what's going on? ExpressCoin, you're going to get your stuff. We've done a lot of business with them. Whether you need Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you can, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, use a money order or a check to buy Bitcoins or cryptocurrencies of several sorts here. You even have an app. It's expresscoin.com, and you can get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all by using the coupon code FTL when you buy
from ExpressCoin.com. It's coupon code FTL, ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to Aaron calling in. Well, he's calling in on Skype. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm calling from Philadelphia. I wanted to talk about the college educations and how everyone seems to think that it's a blessing when the government gives loans or gives free college educations. But I'm a generic mid-level scientist, and I got a master's degree to get here. And where I work, I was told recently multiple times that the people, it's not like the old days. In the old days, they used to be so much better than this, or the people that are getting in aren't of the caliber that they were. Okay. And I pointed out to him that in the old days, the guy I work with has been working for 27 years, the people they were hiring had high school diplomas. And then they would spend anywhere from 5 to 10 years, studying this job before they would ever get to this point.
Because it was basically an apprenticeship.
Right. And they taught chemistry and biology. They had classes within the large company. And the guys learned exactly what they were going to be doing. And a master's degree didn't teach me to operate the equipment I was going to be operating.
Yeah.
It taught me how to think. It taught me, basically made me compete against everybody else.
Hold on. Let me ask this question, Aaron. Did it teach you how to think or what to think?
Everything until the last 2 years taught me what to think. The last 2 years of school, getting my master's, I did do a self-directed project. I did learn how to think and study, and it did give me an experience with the scientific method that I didn't get elsewhere. But I want to say that education, the way we're doing it, is corporate welfare. It's offloading the cost of companies training their employees to these other systems that don't do nearly as good of a job as the company would training the people to do exactly that job.
Absolutely. It's absolutely true. And this is science, one of the few areas that I say, maybe you do have to have a degree for that. So what your claim is, Aaron, is that we would be better off if the people who wanted to be scientists went to work for Siemens or whatever this place, wherever it is that they wanted to go work, and took, 8 years inside their program instead of getting their doctorate in college over the course of 8 years. They got paid, low-level wages, something to subsist on, but nothing to do backflips over. And, of course, the unions and the socialists out there would all cry over what they got paid, but at the very least they don't walk away with a mortgage worth of debt at the end of it, and then they're scientists at the end. Is that what you're saying?
That's the other thing. It's involuntary servitude. If we did it that way, you would get paid the whole time, and you wouldn't be in debt at the end, and you could leave the company as your skills allowed to get better paid. Whereas when you come into it with $78 debt, you're stuck there. You feel completely closed in, like, I have to do this job, and I have to do it at least until my debt's paid.
Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense, Aaron. Corporate welfare, and the best way to solve it is to go back to apprenticeship programs.
So hold on, before you get rid of Aaron, I've got one more question about the apprenticeship thing.
I got an itchy dumb finger. Go ahead.
Instead of paying the interns or the people that are apprentices, what about having the person offering the apprenticeship provide the housing and provide the food and clothing for them while they're an apprentice?
Well, whatever supply and demand says.
Yeah, that's interesting, because the company I work for has been around for over 200 years, and we went back to the original site, and they did have a small town where they provided housing, and they provided a school, they provided a store. They had savings accounts, a banking system for people within the company. And all these things were provided by the company. They built their own bridges and roads to provide routes to get things to market, to town. And I try to talk to people now and I say, if the government didn't build roads for our company, we would still find a way to get our goods to market. And then everybody else would still get the benefit of using those roads.
It's true. Well, I was just driving in Rhodes today. I got into a, you know, on, something happened on Facebook, and I ended up talking to, you know, your average muggle out there about, hey, you know, maybe you can stop advocating for violence against me and my family. And, you know, of course they go, the roads! First thing they say, you don't like taxes? You better not drive on the roads! Well, wait a second. Not liking the fact that I was robbed to pay for your stinking road welfare doesn't mean that I can't drive on them or that I shouldn't like them. I was, you know, driving to work today. They absolutely just redid the road. And I'll bet you companies would be happy to put roads together, come together to put roads in place. And maybe somebody will buy the road and sell advertising on the road, on the pavement. They'll paint names on there, like Walmart or whatever. And then, you know, people can drive on it for free and see the ads as they drive down the road. I don't care as long as we've got roads, and we'll be fine.
Furthermore, they would be optimized for the company to transport their goods for the least cost possible. So you would want to use the least amount of fuel to get your goods to market. If there's huge congestion, they can't deal with that. They'll build roads and such to optimize these heavy used routes in order to get their employees to their company and their goods out.
Aaron, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
And then my envision here is that the private roads would, as Aaron said, be a lot straighter because they would be a lot more efficient. And if you look at the old school when there were actually private railroads, the private railroads were straighter than the government-built railroads because the government-built railroads had to go to all of the various places where they had promised stuff to different politicians.
Plus the fact that people were getting the contractors were getting paid by the mile that the railroad the mile of rail as opposed to the mile covered, and so they'd be going over hills and things like that. Let's go to Wes calling in. I'm not entirely sure. Idaho. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, gas tax should pay for the roads.
Makes more sense than anything else.
Looking at United Nations map of the world that is on the internet, they rate every country in the world, first, second, third, fourth world countries. It seems to me that every white race nation is first world, every black race nation, most of Africa is third or fourth world. What is your interpretation? Do you think the United Nations map here is correct, or is maybe United Nations, are they racist, or?
Do you think that colonialism could have anything to do with it?
Is that what happened in Detroit?
Is that what happened in Singapore? I mean, Singapore was colonized, wasn't it?
Is that what happened in Haiti?
Haiti had a dictator.
And was a colony.
Do you want to hold over, Wes?
Okay.
Fine. 8:55.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the end-of-summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
Ridley.
855-450-FREE. You can go get archives of the show going back for, geez, like 10 years for free at archives.freetalklive.com. They're there. Do what you wish with them. If you, maybe you've got a job where you can listen to audio all day. Go back and listen to the old archives. Archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Wes. There has been an ongoing conversation here on Free Talk Live about, because Christopher Cantwell, a Friday night, former Friday night co-host, has decided that he's going to take this book, The Bell Curve, as gospel, there's been an ongoing conversation. I think a lot of people have opinions on it, and let's go back to Wes, who seems to be supporting it. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, pretty much, although Asian people actually have a higher IQ, I believe, than white race, but for some reason they're not really ones that produced the first world countries. There's got to be some other.
Are you familiar with
you do have a colonization issue, because much of Asia was colonized at the time those things were going on.
Right. So colonization is a much bigger factor here as far as first world status. This is my contention when you spoke of Haiti, that colonization, because, I mean, that's what a colony is, right? Like, there's this country, this imperialist country comes in and sort of takes the very best from the colonized country. And so, yeah, I mean, things aren't going to be so awesome there. There is a first world country in Asia. You look at South Korea. But then you look at the dictatorship that existed in North Korea. So dictatorships, controlled economies tend to not foster. These are ethnically very similar people. However, you can see that a freer market does better things, right?
So let me...
Hold on. I just want to ask a question.
I'm trying to catch what the question is.
North Korea and South Korea. There's a controlled economy versus a freer economy. One's doing better than the other. Can you see how dictators can really ruin an economy?
It looks like, looking at the nation's map here, they're pretty much the same third world countries, North and South Korea.
Yes, North and South. The map I'm looking at, North Korea isn't rated because you can't get in there because they'll shoot you.
That's right. Now I can see it. North Korea's not rated because they don't have enough information, but South Korea
they were starving a few years ago.
South Korea, they have it rated number one. It is.
Yeah, it's doing awesome. Those freer markets are great, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I agree that is part of it. They're also, what should I say, westernized? Should I say that? Just as Japan is also number one, and it has also been westernized.
Okay, so we first need to define what first world, second world, and third world mean.
There's even a fourth world if you
There is a fourth world, but that deals with unrecognized countries or indigenous peoples that don't have their own national government.
Okay.
First world, and these terms came about during the Cold War. First world referred to the United States, the United Kingdom, and their allies. The second world referred to the Soviet Union, China, and their allies. And the third world, which actually coincidentally includes Switzerland, refers to neutral countries or countries that were not aligned with either the U.S. or the Soviet Union during the time of the Cold War.
That is not the way the United Nations rates countries.
Right. Well, the United States isn't right. What you're talking about is the Human Development Index, and it doesn't actually say first world or anything like that. It rates countries based on a 0 to 1 category, one being as high as one can be. Yes.
What it has to do with this criteria, as I can recall, it gives about 5 or 6 criteria. How long you're expected to live. How high you're expected for education, how much money you're expected to be able to make, how they rate male and female, how good women are treated there. This is the kind of criteria that is used to rate first, second, third, fourth world nations. I used to know exactly what it was, but that's...
Yeah, you sound really interested in it. The thing I've got to say about this is that it doesn't really hold true as when you're talking about this. I mean, if this is true, if white people are so good at this stuff, then why does Japan and Korea and, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Chile, even Mexico does pretty well on this. Why are all these, why do they do so good?
I said earlier, Korea, South...
So they're westernized is what you said. But, I mean, it's kind of a cheap jump, right? Like you're saying, first it's like the white people are good at this, and then, well, the people that aren't white that are good at it are like the white people, is all you're saying.
Well, they have adapted by, our occupation of their nation. I think they've adopted a lot of our...
A lot of the world would like to adopt, Western culture, but they can't because they've got dictators in the way. I think that you should look at not just ethnicity, and I think that when you look at guns, germs, and steel, there's some pretty good arguments.
Okay.
High temperatures. Bad for IQ.
Oftentimes it can be difficult along the equator.
And a lot of those dictators are put there by the U.S. military.
Yeah, the United States does that, which is, there's a certain level of imperialism there. It's going to be really difficult for places like India, which has English common law, right? India doesn't do so great on your chart here, but they've got English common law, and they were occupied by the British for decades. How come they're not doing so awesome?
Well, they're awful big country, and they still meant hold to their old policy. So I'm going to
so's the U.S.
The book, The Law, by Frederick Bastiat.
I'm familiar with it.
It's online.
Oh, yeah, read it multiple times.
And really, really, a country is a reflection they get. Is exactly what they deserve. It is their government that they have that is a reflection of the state of mind of the people. No?
No, absolutely not. God, I don't want to. I do not want the government that the United States deserves, Wes. The United States deserves a Congress full of folks like you. Appreciate it. 855-453. Ah.
People are always so obsessed about things that are not being done to them while just not paying any attention to all the taxes that are pulled out of them every year. I mean, when was the last time someone that he's angry about was pulling taxes away from him?
Yeah. And you know what? The last thing I want is to be lumped in with a group of people that some guy from the past drew a line around and said, you know, this is it. This is your country. Well, you know what countries are? It's when one gang fought another gang to a standstill at a particular line. That's all that national boundaries are. And it's, you know, you can't dictate how good or bad people are going to be based on where it is that they've happened to be born. Yeah, their life can be better or not be better. And that's one of the reasons I think people should be able to come to the United States and have a better life if they're willing to work for it. But no, I'm not going to. It's nonsense.
And I'm looking at
these correlations based on race and region. You got to do better.
I'm looking at this United Nations Human Development Index, and they do not use the term first world, second world,
third world.
No, they
don't.
That's
just what he's saying.
Right. He kept saying first world, second world, third world. Well, I gave the definitions, and he said, that's not it.
Well, you heard him say he's been studying this, and he used to know them by heart. He knew the map of first world nations by heart. What does that tell you about his concerns?
Somebody's got too much time on their hands. It would be better spent fighting the government.
Well, he doesn't want to fight the government. He believes you get the government you deserve. And I don't feel like I've got the government I deserve, frankly. I feel like I got the government that somebody else demanded.
He got the one he deserved, to some extent.
Yeah, well, I'm so sick of this conversation about it. I know exactly how smart folks are going to be and how successful they're going to be and their work ethic and that sort of thing. I will say that I think that work ethic is important.
Yes.
But I have seen lots of different folks from lots of different regions have it. I've also seen, you know, places where work ethic isn't as important to them. Well, I don't think they should be given a bunch of free stuff.
The authorities love the fact that we're wasting our time talking about this stuff.
Well, race is certainly something that's out there to separate people, it seems to me.
So explain poor white people to me. I want one of these race people to call in and explain why there are poor white people.
Do you want me to do it in your accent?
Well, they're actually not as poor as you think. I read the other day that, I guess, Mississippi or Alabama is above Britain in economics.
It's cheaper to be on welfare than it is to get a minimum wage job in many places.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.